seems nothing more than a form of expression of release.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? That music is so powerful that it's quite beyond my control. And when I'm in the grips of it, I don't feel pleasure and I don't feel pain.
These are innocent questions. I have not seen you perform. I've just read a great deal about you.
And I could certainly use a release.
Heard the song Dark Saturday by the band Metric, and as you should know, they're out of Toronto, so just another great band to add to our roster. My name is Emma Murphy, and this is my show Sunlit Youth, and for the next hour I'll be playing you a mix of indie alternative and some throwbacks to the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So recently, like in the time of quarantine or so, I really got into this band called Miniature Tigers, and I knew one of their songs for quite a long time, but then I never did a deep dive into their other material. I was honestly just really late to this party because this party is just happening. It is a very good band. They're Brooklyn based, and they kind of just started off in their bedrooms writing this material and getting together and collaborating, and it kind of just took off from there. And back in 2010, they released their album Fortress, and that is the album that really, really did it for me to win, for them to win me over. So many great tunes on there. And then in 2018, they released the same album, but the demo versions of those previously release songs. So I found the difference in those songs with any little high pitch sound they add, any vocal difference, anything like that, to be so refreshing. Even though we were technically going backwards in time to their demos, it was still amazing to be able to hear where the song started and where it ended and recognize that both takes are great. So once again, this is Miniature Tigers with their demo version of Tropical Birds. Caw-caw, caw-caw.
can't wait. His new shoes.
They are new shoes. Here they are with I Can't Wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, new shoes.
July 10th, aka last week, July Talk released their third official studio album, and it was called Pray For It. Now, I'm part of a July Talk fan group on Facebook, and it's kind of like you just talk about the band, you talk about, you know, I met them, here's a photo, or they signed this, or here's a LP for sale online of their signature, like all that jazz. And there's been so many different ways that this album has sat with people. On one hand, people are like, oh my God, this is disgusting. Like, they are totally away from their roots. They don't sound anything like July Talk. There's no back and forth between the two people, Leia and Peter. Like, in the past, there used to be kind of this conversation and they would fight and they would push and pull and whatever. And now it's more like one of them is given a song, and then the other person is more in the background complimenting their sound. It's a very different thing nonetheless. And then you have some people who appreciate that, and they're like, you know what, bands need to evolve. To just do the same cookie cutter system that they've done for two previous albums. It's just going to get old and they're not going to evolve as musicians or people, and they probably have more to say than just this back and forth that they used to do. I totally agree with that too. So I'm kind of just in the middle. Like, it's a really good album. Like, I would buy it, and there's some real bangers on it. But on the other hand, I do have to say that I prefer their older material. It was just a lot more raunchier, a lot more rock and roll than what they are putting out right now. But that is totally okay. And you know what? We just have to be able to respect what a musician puts out and just know that they're putting it out for a reason. So here's one of, I'm going to be playing a song that I really did like from this new album, which was called Pretender. And I would say it's probably the most rock and roll song on the album, and it's just very good. It is a very good song. So here's July Tuck with Pretender.
You walk in like Birkin, monologue in the light. A preacher in a playhouse, somewhere around the corner, outside. I heard your note, first time offender. Your note, pretender. You got the room in your hand, they never fully understand. All the power you found drifting through the window, outside.
Feet tall, revved up too high. All of our candlelight, I just realize. Walk through the walls and creep up behind. Make sense of the maze that you were stuck outside. Cover your eyes. Often the humble kind, but it can't deny he was born to blow your mind. Oh, something along those lines tonight. Tell him what you want and baby, he can find you anything you need. Tell him what you need.
Right on.
Marvin Gaye with his song What's Going On. That 1971 album called What's Going On originally had a question mark at the end of that sentence, and then it was later taken out by Marvin Gaye because he wanted it to be a statement, not a question. It was what's going on versus what's going on. It was supposed to be a challenge to Motown to deal with the reality of the early 1970s, and the album was a presentation of what's going on in the world today. I'm sure everyone out there occasionally scrolls through YouTube late at night or just during the day, and they waste hours looking at videos, but in the end, you either kind of enjoy the time you spent or you just regret it. The suggestions that come up on my YouTube are just very good and like very well suited to what I want, so I'd never feel like I'm wasting time. There's this one channel called Chill Music Edits, and I came across their stuff within the last few weeks. And what they do is they take a song and then they put some kind of filter over it to give you the impression that you were somewhere else listening to it, or you're listening to it by other means. So for instance, there's a song by Post Malone, but over a phone call. So the video is the phone screen and you're listening to the song, but it's the filter of that. Or I've seen other channels where it's, you know, Bon Iver, but you're lying down in a forest somewhere. Or Hozier, but you're in a cathedral. And it's not something you can listen to regularly. Like, it, you might get sick of hearing it in a different way and not so clear. But just, it's cool to just lie down and listen to it and be like, wow, Bon Iver is playing me a guitar song in a forest because I'm totally in a forest right now. It's a cool thing. It's almost like VR, like virtual reality, but for your ears. Wow, I just thought of that, and that actually sounds very, very true. The one I'm going to play for you today is called Sweater Weather, But You Are in a Bathroom at a Party. And the picture is a bathroom at a party, and it's all blue. It's like this neon blue color. And yeah, I'll play some of this song with the filter on it, and then I'll kind of go to the real version. But close your eyes, pretend you're at a party, pretend that we can actually go to parties. Thank you.
the silence guides our minds to move to a place so far away. The goosebumps start to raise the minute that my left hand meets your waist. And then I watch your face, put my finger on your tongue, cause you love the taste, yeah. These hearts adore everyone the other beats hard is for. Inside this place is warm, outside it starts to pour.
Breakfast released their debut album, Psychopomp, in 2016. Now, this album was very special for the lead singer, Michelle Zauner, because it was a tribute to her late mother, and her husband and her had kind of rushed their wedding so that her mother could be a part of it, which I think is just so sad that they would have to have that crunch time to just celebrate something so beautiful. But I'm very happy for her that they all got to experience that together. And this song, this album was very therapeutic for her. It talked a lot about her mother and her relationship with her husband. That's what most of her songs are focused on. And I just think that's very amazing that she could find strength with writing music in that time, because a lot of people would just shut down and not really want to do anything with all that grief. But she put that grief towards something creative, and I think a lot of people thank her for that, and a lot of people are appreciative because they can connect with that. So I wanted to play a song off of that album called Everybody Wants to Love You, and this song can be interpreted many, many different ways, so I'll leave it up to you.
Everybody wants to love you. to me and let me be your man. And please say to me, you let me hold your hand. Let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love I can hide. Yeah, you got that something I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I'm not gonna hold your hand. It's such a feeling that my love, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something I think you understand. When I feel that something,
up for time today, but that was the Beatles with I Want to Hold Your Hand. I just want to hold it. And before that was Always with In Undertow. I'm very appreciative of everyone out there who listens to my show regularly, whether that just be someone who kind of tuned in one day after work and was like, wow, I like that show. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Emma Murphy, and my show is Sunlit Youth, and I play indie alternative mixed with 60s, 70s, and 80s rock every Friday from 3 to 4. And also, there's people out there who listen to it because they're related to me or they're best friends with me. So I just wanted to thank people like my friend Brennan, Torin, and my mom and dad, and my grandma, who tunes to my show on her little radio every week and does her like Fitbit steps for the day with dancing to my songs. I'm sorry, Grandma, if my songs are too fast for you to dance to. But then some of them, you know, she jigs to them and waltzes. It's all very cool. So the last song I wanted to play goes out to my grandma, and it's her favorite song, which is called Till Each Tear You Cry Becomes a Rose. It's by Keith Whitley and Lori Morgan. And this is her ultimate, like, dancing song, everyone. She dances to this all the time. So I wanted to play it for her. So, Grandma, get your 10,000 steps in today and put, like, 100 or 200 of them to this song. Cheers, and I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Darling, I can see the clouds around you, and in your heart I know a sorrow grows. But if you weep, I'll be right here to hold you till comes a rose.
Dearest love, I know your heart is shattered, and all my words can offer no relief.
comes a rose. In deepest night, when memories tend together, lay with me and put your fears to sleep. 'Cause there's no pain, no dream can put asunder all the love that binds you and me.
Darling, I can see the clouds around you, and in your heart comes a rose.